USA Radio News.
The Biden administration proposed wide-ranging changes to student loan forgiveness programs. Those proposed changes, which the Department of Education hopes to finalize later this year, would make it easier for those who already qualify for existing programs to get debt relief. Congressman Bob Good spoke to Fox News.
Here in this case, paying or subsidizing folks not making their payments is costing the taxpayers, and it's contributing to inflation. All of these president's policies are contributing to it. He likes to call it the Putin inflation, but it's absolutely the Biden inflation because of what he's doing on energy, what he's doing on spending, what he's done to the supply chain.
On Thursday, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will learn his sentence for federal civil rights violations in the killing of George Floyd. A plea deal is in place that will likely extend his time behind bars. It calls for 20 to 25 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A report released Wednesday shares disturbing information about the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
Police in Uvalde, Texas had three chances to stop an armed gunman before he entered an elementary school where 19 students and two teachers were killed. In one case, an officer with a rifle had the attacker in his sights but asked for permission from a supervisor to pull the trigger. The report from the Alert Center at Texas State University says officers lost momentum after coming under fire. It's critical of the rank-and-file officers who converged on the campus. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and Juul Labs agreed on Wednesday to temporarily suspend their legal battle while the government conducts more reviews of the company's electronic cigarettes. The agreement comes one day after the FDA placed a hold on its initial order that banned Juul's products from the market. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
President Joe Biden recently informed Congress of his intention to remove Afghanistan's designation as a major non-NATO ally to the U.S., according to a White House press release on Wednesday. The decision comes roughly 1 year after the U.S.-backed Islamic Republic fell to Taliban forces in Kabul, leading to a widely recognized American troop withdrawal carried out by Biden's defense and State departments. Americans aren't putting much confidence in its institutions.
A two-year Gallup poll shows Americans have low confidence in American institutions. The president, Supreme Court, criminal justice, banks, Congress, and big business is at a record low, 27%. When Trump was in office, Democrats were sour on America. With Biden in the White House, numbers indicate both parties have a lack of confidence in our institutions. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer on Fox News.
And there's a Democrat president for the Republicans to feel sour about our nation, or when Donald Trump, a Republican, was president, Democrats felt sour about our nation. Under President Biden, everybody seems to be sour.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal judge sentenced Jerry Harris, a former star of the Netflix documentary series Cheer, to 12 years in prison for coercing teenage boys to send him obscene photos and videos of themselves. He also solicited sex from minors at cheerleading competitions. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.